This is Out and About on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Today we're talking with Andrew Driscoll of the Broadway Lounge and the Peoria Cabaret Theater. He's here to tell us more about the venue and their current production, The Ultimate Christmas Show Abridged. Andrew, welcome to Out and About.
Thanks for having me.
So tell us a little bit about the Broadway Lounge itself. I think some people in the community may not be aware of everything that's happening at this cool venue.
The primary business that I own is the Waterhouse. We're a banquet and catering facility that I've been involved with now for over 10 years. As part of the Waterhouse, because of my background in theater and entertainment, I've always had some sort of performance, whether that's been from the Peoria Cabaret Theater, which have been more scripted shows, as well as interactive improvisational shows like the Lebanese Redneck Wedding or the Awesome 80s Prom. But I've also been involved with Central Illinois' original dueling piano show, which is called Howlin' on Water Dueling Pianos, which we've had for over 10 years. Those have always been part of the Waterhouse. 3 years ago, the Waterhouse moved from our original location down to the Maxim building. I continue to have to reference for some people where InPlay used to be because they remember that. When I moved into the Maxim building, it was a big step for me and for the business, primarily because we were moving from a leasing situation to an ownership situation, which is something that I had been looking at for a number of years to not just own the business, but own the property that we're within. And then the next step was the scaling of the business. I went from one event space to four event spaces. Well, part of those four event spaces was a venue on the first floor that, if for anyone who had been to the InPlay operation, would remember it as Ruby Tuesdays. Well, when I walked into there, the first thing that struck me was this is a fantastic cabaret, sophisticated nightclub type venue. It is not a fantastic banquet venue. Mm. And the business that I was in were, you know, banquets. But I felt that down the line, it would be something that would be a good fit for downtown Peoria as a non-traditional performance venue. So with that in mind, I called it the Broadway Lounge. I thought Broadway would be very clear in terms of what our aim there is. Now, that's not to say that that it's all theater, because it's not. Mm-hmm. And with the Broadway Lounge, while theater is a large component of it, both scripted shows as well as vocal cabarets, I also wanted to do more. There's a niche in the market for more jazz. Mm. And so we're going to have a monthly jazz night. I feel like there's also some room in the market for comedy. And so accentuating the dueling pianos that I've been a part of for over 10 years, we're also having some stand-up comedy as well as magic. About once a month, we'll have some sort of a show with that type of theme. So pulling these types of entertainment that on their own, there is not enough appeal to have a single venue supporting them, and create the programming in such a way that it's complementary to each other, at giving people lots of options that they wouldn't have otherwise.
So talk a little bit about your current production, The Ultimate Christmas Show Abridged. Apparently this is a work by the same people who gave us the Reduced Shakespeare Company.
Yeah, Reduced Shakespeare Company were the creators. For some, they may have seen the complete works of William Shakespeare Abridged. That's how I became aware of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, was back when I was in New York as a performer. I saw it off Broadway and loved the work, loved the piece. So they've kind of been on my radar ever since, of paying attention to what they're doing. I had, as part of the Broadway Lounge, been looking for something that would be a good holiday fit. You know, rather than selling six different shows in December, I just wanted to sell one. And what do I mean by a good holiday fit? Well, something that's complementary to what we already have, but for me and for those involved with the show, that would be artistically challenging. And the show is certainly challenging. To what the Reduced Shakespeare Company does is they take a wealth of material and they condense it down into a 90-minute show. And so to do that, obviously you have to have three very capable performers to communicate all of that information to the audience, but doing it in a very entertaining and comedic way. Usually that happens with the pace. It is a fast-paced, hilarious show. They have billed it as it's reverently irreverent, and I think that that's a very accurate way of looking at it. It has a great wide appeal to audiences. So we've had older crowds, younger crowds. We had company parties in for it. The material, obviously, is known to most, but some not. There are some little gems in there where they talk about things that I was completely unaware of in terms of the history of some of our traditions.
Andrew, are you also directing the show as well?
I did. I directed that show as well, and that was pretty neat for me. I have written and directed some improvisational interactive comedies recently, but it's been a while since I've sat down with the script and completely directed somebody else's work. And this was, for me, this was the right one to do, one to be able to devote the time, but for to kind of put that hat back on, I was challenged by the material.
I'd also like to talk about some of the cabaret nights that you've been hosting in the Broadway Lounge in the last couple of years. You know, what's the format of these? What's the concept behind them? And what's that all about for someone who hasn't seen one?
Well, thanks for asking that, too, because I find that cabaret, just that word, is a very confusing word for a lot of people. The true definition of cabaret pertains to entertainment being done in a venue that serves food and drink. That's it. That's what cabaret, the definition of cabaret is. In this market, it has taken on different meanings based upon what that entertainment is. But the cabaret that we're doing is mostly theatrically based. So it would be, for example, Nick Sutter has hosted a series called Nick's Outrageous Cabaret. And what he's done is he's taken a specific theme and then geared the songs around that theme. Most recently, he did the Princess Party. And that was a conglomeration of all of these songs sung by Disney and other princesses. It sounds like, you know, maybe an odd format for an adult theatrical cabaret, but there's always an element of humor or usually an element of humor with these shows. And that humor sometimes is best served in an adult venue.
Mm-hmm.
Not to say that it's inappropriate, but it's, when we've gotten calls about, is this appropriate for my 12-year-old? The response usually is, well, you understand it's in a bar. Right? So let that guide you first, because our aim is to sell food and drink. We're not really gearing shows to 12-year-olds. Not that it's inappropriate, but that's not our target audience. But in terms of some of the shows that we've done, that has been mostly the style where we would pick some sort of a theme and then base the material upon it. I did put together and directed one myself that we called the Toast and Roast series. And the first one was Toast and Roast of Andrew Lloyd Webber. And so what I did is I took his extremely well-known work and we toasted it. And then we created and duplicated some parodies of his work, and we roasted him a little bit. Really great audience for that and extremely well received. It's something that I'd like to continue in terms of that theme, just then with different artists. You know, do a Candor and Ebb and focus on some of their, you know, the listeners will know Chicago and other of their works. So.
Andrew, can you talk a little bit more about the appeal of a non-traditional performance venue, both for the audiences and for the performers who are going to be on stage?
Absolutely. Well, in the Broadway Lounge in particular is so intimate. And that's what I think is it separates it from other performance venues where you're thinking more of a proscenium stage approach. You have a closeness to the performer or performers, depending on the type of format that it is. And since I came back, that has always been the theme that I've focused on, is that intimacy, starting at the Apollo with a very, very small venue and then moving over to the original Waterhouse location, which would seat about 120, but it was still an intimate space. The Broadway Lounge is by far the most intimate of them. We max out at 80 people, but I feel that the appeal of this type of a venue is to get to see the performers in a more personal light. And that's not to take anything away from large venues. It's just to have that ability to really connect with a performer because you're sitting as close as we're sitting here 3 feet across from each other, I think is a very special thing. Now, that's also why would it be any different for an audience member to come to the Broadway Lounge to see the Boss Trio, which is one of the jazz groups that we have coming up? Well, I think the intimacy of the space is consistent, whether it's jazz or theater or comedy. That closeness that you have is definitely appealing. Then we also have a bar and we also have food options available. So you combine, I have done for years a dinner and show option with certain performances. And I like that. And I think there is a certain section of the audience that likes that. But there's others who would prefer to have a different sort of meal than a buffet dinner. And so one of the approaches that we're doing here now in 2017 is we're offering a fixed dinner, which would be a plated meal, a New York strip steak or a salmon or something along those lines, that people can also take advantage of if they'd like. It's not a requirement. It's an a la carte approach. And if they don't want that, but they still want some food, then we also have appetizer options. And so that's the other part that makes it a little different in terms of the total experience is you can, if you'd like, combine your dinner and entertainment experience, or if not, just come for the show and have a little snack and a nice glass of wine or something.
As you've said, for many years, you were located down on Water Street before moving into the Maxam building. What would you say has been the biggest change for you or for your programming now that you're in this different and larger venue?
I would say that the biggest challenge has been I'm getting everything that I wanted in making the move. Mm-hmm. And that is part of my interest in this location was the ability to scale the business. Well, I've done that and we're continuing to grow. It's just creating some more challenges in terms of how to logistically operate when instead of doing 60 to 70 private events a year, you're now doing 140 to 150. Well, okay. Well, any business grows, you expand your team. And in the timing of why the entertainment programming is now increasing with the focus on the Broadway Lounge is because I have been very fortunate to surround myself now with a very good team that I can rely upon. And so some of those initial challenges in the scaling of the business have been alleviated because I have a strong team that can allow me then some time to focus on the Broadway Lounge. We started about 6 months ago with ramping up, as I would say, the programming at the Broadway Lounge with more vocal cabarets. Greg Batten has started a comedy show that he's the host of. And then a few other, we have a consistent magician who's coming in and doing a show. But we increased that programming about 6 months ago and really just focused on the entertainment. We weren't focusing on the food at all. The bar was certainly there. And I wanted to first see if anybody wanted to come to this venue, if they wanted, you know, because I love the idea. And I think that there is this niche for all of these types of specialty performances. But the proof's in the pudding of if anybody actually comes or not. And I was pleased with the results. We were averaging around 75% capacity when I look at all of the performances that we've had in the last 6 months. And that was good enough for me then to want to push to the next level, which is increasing the number of performances. So we started off focusing just on Fridays, and that's will be continue to be our focus, but now adding some Saturdays into the equation. The other thing that I'm focusing on here in the beginning part of 2017 is expanding from not offering just local entertainment, local performers, but expanding the scope a little bit and starting to bring in some national talent. Greg Batten will be hosting in April Bob Zaney, who is a national comedian. That'll be the first time that we've gone that direction. I'm in talks right now with an actress in New York to come in and do a one-woman cabaret show focused on the work of Richard Whiting, who is from Peoria. And so there, the hope is that then we can also pepper in some of acts coming from more of a regional and national scale to complement the great talent that we have locally.
Andrew, we have to ask, because you do have this fabulous background as a performer yourself in New York and roots in Peoria theater growing up. Can we expect to see you on stage at any point in the future?
I won't say no, but it's funny. When I came back and started the Apollo, and that was 2002, I joked and it became reality that I was putting myself on a self-imposed hiatus from performing because I wanted to focus on getting the operation off the ground. The Apollo then, we closed that venue, moved down to where the Waterhouse originally was located, continued with some theater, but then shifted the model to where it was more focused on the private events. And then we fit the performances in where we could. What I'm pleased with this new effort is we're not going to necessarily try to just fit into the holes. We're going to establish the programming and make sure that it's complementary to the private events that we have. But we don't have to make those choices that I once did. In terms of my actually performing myself, the logistics of owning, operating, and running a business, and at one point being chief cook and bottle washer, it reduced some of my personal passion to perform, not for entertainment. I love to see others perform, and I am grateful that the Broadway Lounge can now be a platform to give others an opportunity to explore whether it's the theatrical cabaret vein or other of these niche performances that we're seeking. At some point, yeah, I would like to. We both, Jen and I, have kids now. I have two. You have one. And I'm re-engaging a passion that I'm based upon things that I'm seeing through my children. And so it may be a different performance than what I would have done 10 years ago. But yeah, at some point, I'll probably just do it at 10 o'clock on a Saturday night for my family. But no.
We've been talking with Andrew Driscoll from The Waterhouse. They have a final performance of The Ultimate Christmas Show Abridged tomorrow night. They're located in the Maxim Building on Washington Street in Peoria. Andrew, thank you very much for being with us.
My pleasure. Thanks so much for having me.
This Saturday and Sunday, Peoria Players Theater presents Home for the Holidays. The show is directed and written by Brian Blanks. Performances will be at 7:30 p.m. on Saturday and 2:30 p.m. on Sunday afternoon. For more information, visit PeoriaPlayers.org.
And Illinois Central College is presenting tribute artist Ted Vigil in A John Denver Christmas. It's part of their guest artist series. That performance is tonight at 7:30 at the ICC Performing Arts Center in East Peoria.
Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
Our producer is Sierra Doss. You can listen to an extended version of this interview by going to our website, peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About. Our producer is Sierra Doss. You can learn more about Peoria Public Radio when you visit peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.